Okay, this is paragraphs in Hilchos Chiros, containing halachas that have to do with renting. Halacha Aleph has Sokras Palam. Actually, this is actually about employee and employer labor or labor law. Halacha Aleph, all right. Hasokras Palam, Amar Lahem, Lahashkim Al-Arev. So, what do you call it? Let's say someone hires workers and says to them, get up early and work late. Welcome, Shanagul. So, in the place where the minhag is for them not to get up, what do you call it? Get up early and work late, and you can't force them to. Welcome, Shanagul Lazon. So, let's say, what do you call it? The custom in the area is for the employer to provide meals for the workers. He's got to do so. Let's say it's customary to provide like fruits, what do you call it? Or dates and stuff like that. You do that, it all goes based on the minhag of the local customs. Let's say someone hires a worker, and he says, I'll pay you like any other worker in the city. Basically, you look at the lowest amount paid, the highest amount paid, and take the average between them. Now, okay, let's say I tell someone, let's say my chief of staff, and I tell him, go out and hire me workers. Bishlosha, right, for $3. And he hires them for $4. Right. So let's say the chief of staff told the people he's hiring, I'm responsible for your payment. No son of a, he's got to pay four. So then he gets $3 from the employer, and the chief of staff guy, the guy who hired them, actually takes out $1 from his own pocket. Let's say he says the employer is responsible to pay you. No son of a, come in with Dina. Then the balabayas, the guy, the employer has to pay him based on the minhag l'makom. Let's say there are some in the city who are hired for $3 and some for $4. He gives three. And they can complain against the messenger who went to hire them. It only applies when you can't see if, what do you call it? You can't figure out if they put in extra effort into their work. Let's see, it is obvious that he did so. Very he shove arba, and it's actually worth four. No son bias arba, then he has to give $4. Because if the shliach hadn't said it four, Lord Jericho wouldn't have worked this hard. Also shove arba and do $4 worth of work. If the owner, if the employer says, sarkali barba, let's say he told the shliach hiring them for four and he did it for three. Afi shrim lachdan shove arba, even if the work they do is worth $4, ain't lahem elishlosha, they only get three. Because they accept it upon themselves, but they can complain, they can file a complaint against the messenger. If the employer says, if the employer said three and the shliach said four, and let's say they say, what do you call it? We'll work for whatever the employer says. So what we say is they figure the employer is going to pay them more than four. So therefore, we value how much they work. If their work is worth $4 and they take four from the Baal Bayis and the employer, if they're not sure, so then they take three. Let's say the employer said $4, and the messenger said $3, and they said to him, Kamash Amar Baal Bayis. They said, whatever the employer will work for whatever the employer says. Even if the work they do is worth four, they only get three, because they heard the guy say three, and that's what they accepted upon themselves. The Sokras Apollum. Okay, now let's say someone hires workers. The hitu is balabayas or balabayas hitu some. Let's say the workers kind of tricked the employer or the employer tricked the workers. The only complaints against each other. So, what does this apply? It means when they never went to the place, like he tricked them where to go to work. Let's say the donkey drivers went to the area they were supposed to go and didn't find any grain. Paulo Matsu Sadek Kashilacha, or the workers went and they found the ground was wet. When they hired him to irrigate the field and was ready filled with water. Im biyakar balabayas malachto mibarev. If the owner checked, what do you call it? Im biker, excuse me. If the owner checked the area at night, and he saw that workers were needed. In the palm clone, the workers have no case against him. Mabiyad the lasos, because what could the owner have done otherwise? At the time when he hired them, he thought it was good to go. But no biker, but if he didn't check it out, no slim scar, and he's got to pay them. Kapal batal, as if. Even though they didn't work, he's got to pay them. Because the person coming, so to speak, with a burden is not comparable to someone who comes in, so to speak, empty-handed. They didn't start the labor. But if the worker started the labor, right? And let's say, what do you call it? He bailed out in the middle of the day. right? So he's allowed to, right? And because we see that they're not servants of servants. Now, what do we do if the worker quits after, let's say, halfway through his job? So we evaluate what he did and pay him. And he's a contractor. We put into place what his future would have done. Whether it went change in value went down or not. We take into account what he was future going to make. So what does it mean? Ketzat. So what, like, how does this work? Let's say he accepted upon himself to harvest of b'shtei slaim for two slaim. Let's say he only harvested half and left half. Beged la'arug b'shtei slaim arug chatzia v'niyach chatzia. Let's say for he was supposed to sew a shirt for two slaim and he did half of it. V'niyach and he left half of it. Shamu l'mash asalatzos. So we take into account what he would have given for completing the work. Imay hashava shisha dinarin nosal shekel yimuris malachem. If it's worth six, we either give him the shekel or he finishes the work. Imay anishar yafesh shnayim dinarim. Let's say if what's left is worth only two dinarim. Ainu nosal lahen el sela. He only gives one sela. Shvelo sela chatzim lachem because he'd have to work. Med v'ramim where this is alive, but davar sheino avod. So something that's not considered what do you call it? That won't involve an immediate loss. Avod davar avod something immediate loss. Kamo pishtano lahalos min amishra oshes sachar chamor lahavi chalino lemeis. So for instance, one of the cases, let's say you hired to remove flax or a donkey to bring in musical instruments for a funeral or for a wedding, which means it has to be done immediately. As a matter of if it's an employee or a contractor has contracted for the job, can go back unless it's out of his control. For instance, he gets sick or he hears that someone passed away. If it's not out of his control, and he goes back in it, sokalan omitan. Right. So then, what do you call it? The owner can hire other people, or he can go to deceive them. Ketzad mitan. So what does it mean to deceive them? Omer lahem, he says to them, Sela katzatzti lachem. Bo batal shtayim. He says, I have a sela for you. What do you call it? To irrigate the field. Come take it. Achimim b'lachtam, lo yiten lahem, ela masha pasatila. But then, even though he said bribe them with two, he's only can give them what they agree with in the beginning. Even if he gave him two, he gets the extra back. Ketzad. So what does it mean? Sokar land, Sokar Palamacharim. He can either hire other workers. The Gorim Ulachdan, Shalot Tova, and they have to finish the work, they won't get lost. Because Yosef Elo Palamacharim, Amasha Pasushon, and Ultimate Shonim. Anything extra that the second workers do, he can, so to speak, take from the first. Ad Kama, Akadeh Scharman, Shalot Shonim. Until the noun, they would have paid the first workers. Mimhayalahem, Mamon Tachas Yados, Tachas Yadov, there's money owed. Sokar Lahashem, Lacha, Arba, Arbim, Vachamishim, Zuz. He can hire others to finish work even for up to 40, 50 zuz. The whole yom for every day, the whole pole for each employee. Even though the original guy he hired was for $3. That only applies that there aren't other employees or laborers to do the work for this amount. But there are to do for that amount. He says, go and hire from these people to finish the work. And it won't get lost. They only have left this as a complaint. And then again, we take into account for the socher what he did and for the kabbalah what he's going to do in the future. One second. Halacha hey. Sorry. Hasocher sapoal v'nechaz lavodas ha-melech. Let's say he hires a worker and he's taken by, what do you call it, to work for the king. Lo yomer lo harin l'fanecha. He can't say to him that, what do you call it, I'm before you. El nos lo schar mash asa. You still have to pay him for the work that was done. Let's say you hired a worker to irrigate the field from this river, and the river stops flowing halfway through the day. If there is no way to prevent it from stopping, then he has to pay him for what they did. Let's say it's normal for it to stop up by the people of the city, and it got stopped up in the middle of the day, in the middle of the work. They only get paid for what they did. Because they knew that halfway through the day, the river would get stopped up. Let's say it's naturally stopped on its own. No time schar kol yom. In that case, they get to pay for the whole day. Because he should have told them. Let's say he paid them to irrigate the field. And the dew and the rain comes and waters it. They only get paid for what they did. Let's say the river did come and irrigate it. No time kol scharim min shemayim nistayal. They get paid for everything because we say they were helped by the heavens, so to speak. Paul, this applies to an employee. But let's say he made a deal with a sharecropper. He says, listen, if you water the field four times a day, you can have half the produce. Ana Nolan, El Revía Paris, but any sharecropper who waters a field two times will only get a quarter of the produce, Uba Matar, and the rains, the dew comes, Lo Hutzrach, Lablos, Lahashkos. He doesn't have to go ahead and then actually water the field. No Dil Chatzia Paris, he gets half the produce, Kemosha Pasak, Kemosha Aris, Keshuta Pena Kapal. So he gets based on the original deal because he's considered like a partner, not like an employee. Lagazina, Sokras, Apollo, Lassus, Malacha, Kol Yom. Let's say a person hires a worker to do the work for the entire day. Vishalma, Malacha, Bachatzia, he finishes the work halfway through the day. Emyosha, Malacha, Keres, Kemosa. O Kalimena, O Sashar Yom. If the employer has another task which is equal or less difficult, he does it. The employee does it. But if he doesn't, then he's got to pay him as for the whole day's work. He didn't do anything. And let's say they are workers who dig, for instance, that do a lot of hard work. And they don't do work. What do you call it? They'll become ill, so to speak. They get paid for the entire day. Let's say someone hires an employee to what do you call it, to take an object from one place to another. Sorry about that. Halacha. Sorry about that. So again, halacha ches, the circus of all have the shlichus makom makom. Let's say I hire a worker to take objects from one another. V'halacha lo matzah sham, and he went there and didn't find the object. Ma lo matzah sham ma yavi. No schar mishalim. He still has got to pay him for the work. Schar lo havi kanum lekarim. Let's say I hire him to bring rods to use to support up a vineyard. V'halacha lo matzah, and he went there and couldn't find them. V'lo hebi, and he didn't bring them. No schar mishalim. He still the player employer has to pay him. Schar lo havi karov v'durmaskin lechola. Let's say you hired him to excuse me to bring kruv. Like cabbages or prunes for someone who's sick. But he finds out the guy's dead or got better. He caves in and take what you brought as your payment. He's got to pay him for the entire work. Halacha test. Let's say a person hires a worker to perform work from his own field. But instead, he had him work in his friend's field. He gets paid. And then he can get his friends to reimburse him for all the work benefit he received from that work. Let's say you hire a worker to work with straw, etc. He says, what do you call it? He can't tell him, take what you did as your payment. If he made this offer, but he if he says, listen, what do you call it? Take your money and I'll take the straw back, that doesn't work. So an ownerless object is discovered by a worker. He keeps even though the employer said, work for me today. You don't have to say, you don't have to even say, what do you call it? Like, dig for me. But let's say he hired him to take possession of things that are on own. Right? For instance, the river dried up. And he hired him to gather up the fish that are found in this empty area, this like marsh. What it called? Harim mitziyosel about bias. So then, what it called? What go? Anything he finds goes to the owner. Vafilo matzakis maladinar. Even if he finds a wallet filled with $100. That ends Parak Tes, and we will continue with Parak Yud next time.